On Sunday, when I met with the Youth Faith Exploration Group, we talked about a number of different things, but one of the things we talked about was that phrase we heard in the promises, the movement of the Spirit. What do we mean by the movement of the Spirit? And of course, it's one of those things that can mean more than one thing, as almost everything about God can, because usually our danger is making God too small, too defined, not actually making God too big, as in beyond what we can imagine, not big as in terms of size. So it can mean many different things, the movement of the Spirit. And some of the ideas that we talked about or that I've thought about since then, and I'm saying that because I can't remember all of which are which, are examples like that feeling that you should call someone that doesn't go away until you finally do. Or that conscience, that sense that you should be doing something or not doing something that sort of nags at you or appears in your gut, that pushes you to be more truly yourself, to be a better human being. Or it might be that moment that you are at camp or at the cottage and sitting out and looking over the lake at a sunset, and you are so moved by the beauty that you witness. Or it might be that connection you feel with someone, that relationship, that depth of emotion, something that pulls you beyond yourself to other people, to something more. In our scripture reading that Tanya read, we hear an image of the movement of the Spirit that's a little like those things and a little like something completely different. And clearly, the gospel writers don't know how to describe it because they choose to use things like flames that don't burn anything and just sort of hang around in the air like our banners. Because it's something that you can't describe. It's something that you experience, that you feel. Not something that you see or witness and then describe and file away for later. The movement of the Spirit is those things that transform you in some ways. And it's not something that you can predict or control. It's not something that you can expect and then have happen the way you want it to. And sometimes it's big things that you feel like are like flames, not real flames, metaphorical flames that set you afire and transform you and light a new passion, a new direction in your life. And sometimes it's much more like a gentle breeze, slowly guiding you in a new direction or a new action, or turning you back to something that you once loved and have drifted away from. And at different times in our lives, each of those will be true. We have those moments of transformation, those moments where in a moment we realize that there's a new direction, a new door opening for us to walk through. And while that happens more often when we are children or youth or young adults, it doesn't only happen then. It happens to people at all ages. And we also have those times that are like that slow breeze, turning us to something new or turning us back to something we once had. And those happen at different times in our lives as well. But that movement of the Spirit is something that transforms, something that shifts us, that sends us in a new direction. That's what happens in this story that we heard from the New Testament as the followers of Jesus aren't sure what to do next. They're sort of waiting around, waiting to see what happens. And then suddenly there's a moment when they are transformed. And when they go from just caring for each other, grieving with each other for what they have lost, and what they have wanted. And those of you who were here last week, we talked about wanting what we have lost, wanting old things to be restored. They go from that place to this one of transformation, and suddenly when they were so afraid of what would happen, they let go of that fear and go out. That's the story of the start of the church, is having that courage to be transformed, to take a risk, the leap of faith that came up in our anthem, if you were listening to the words. That's what we're called to do, each of us. What happens in this moment, as our youth reaffirmed their baptismal faith today, and happens at different moments in each of our lives. But it's not just something individual, it is something we do as a community. Because if you go back to that story, it's not one disciple sitting there and being transformed, it's not even two or three or four disciples sitting there and having their lives transformed, it's a whole group of them. Lots and lots of people who have gathered together, and in that moment, when they are together as a community, that transformation is possible. Not to say individual transformation doesn't happen. We have other stories for that. But the community matters. Because in that moment, the story goes, they're able to speak different languages, each one a different language. And that's a metaphor for how we can reach out to others and not speak just in the language we understand, like North Transept, South Transept, and Narthex, but in the language that other people can understand, so that they can hear what we think matters and so that we too can listen to them. But if it had just been one person speaking one other language, there wouldn't have been much impact. So instead, there are many people speaking many languages, so that community can expand and become wider and wider. The community matters. As it did in our first reading, as we heard about the different gifts that each person brings. Some have the gift of being very good on the phone. Some have the gift of making excellent lemonade. Some have the gift of taking an important justice issue and speaking about it and taking action on it. Some have the gifts of singing. Some have the gifts of asking deep questions and encouraging other people to think. Some have the gifts of baking cookies, and some have the gifts of studying science. Some of us have the gifts of carrying those tables around that need to be carried around, and not everyone can do. And if we didn't all have different gifts, we wouldn't be able to accomplish what we're able to together. Each of our unique gifts makes us richer as a community and allows us to support each other and learn from each other. And that's one of the reasons that it's important to continue to gather as a community, to take what we learn and share with each other here out into the other things that we do, into our individual actions and our individual decisions, whether they're at school or at work or at our home or when we're traveling. But we have this community to support each other and to enrich each other, to realize we each have our own strengths and weaknesses, but that together we are one. So that movement of the Spirit is not just something that exists within us, but that moves between us. And it's something that reaches from within us outward to each other here and to the rest of our lives, which is just as important. Both matter. And each Sunday, when we gather here and support and learn and question together, we have a moment of grounding, a moment of renewal for all of the rest that we do. And we hope that as a community gather together, this day or another day, but someday we'll experience something like fire that's just floating there and burns but doesn't burn. Or like the wind when we're at the ocean, standing on the edge of a cliff, feeling the elements against us, something that moves us to become more, something that reminds us of how alive we are, something that reminds us of the strength of this community, bounded by God's love.